welcome to the Sportscast, August 26, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker, or you can if you're listening on your smart speaker, you can just say play Sportscast, Alexa, play Sportscast. Also, if you're on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And we're also on online digital radio, which you can listen to us on the sportscast.net, which on the sportscast.net, you are able to see our news articles, our latest podcast, and also our videos as well. So, and of course, you could download the Sportscast app. It's only for iOS, and you could definitely listen to us there. A lot of developments.
I'm unable to answer. Please leave a message at the
end. A lot of developments going on in the NFL, and of course in the NBA. Of course, a trade of Patrick Beverley to the Lakers in a trade with the Utah Jazz. And of course, we had some news about Bills' Matt Ariza getting in trouble. He had a deal with an accused. And we got Ryan Krista. Are you okay?
I am good. Good. Sorry, just driving through small town America here.
So. There you go. Well, bear with me. We're live on the Sportscast. Welcome back, Ryan.
Santiago, it's good to be here on College Football East.
College Football Eve, Week Zero. You made an appearance on the big show this past Wednesday. Your thoughts? You picked the Houston to make it into the top four.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of, you know, trying to make, you know, a big splash, but big fan of what Dan there. You know, they got a veteran quarterback putting together, you know, a Big 12, you know, type team. So, yeah, I mean, it might be, but
it is your Cincinnati of 2022, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Of course, Houston, the Houston Cougars are an FBS team. They're in the American Athletic Conference. So, but then they will join the Big 12 conference next year. So definitely looking forward to that. All right, the biggest news in our world of basketball, Patrick Beverley, one of the best defenders of the Lakers, is going to Los Angeles Lakers. They traded with the Utah Jazz, and they're going to send the Lakers are going to send Talen Horton-Tucker and Ford Stanley Johnson. Huge trade. Huge trade. LeBron James have been in the rebuilding stage for quite some time right now. And, well, for a long time. They did not have a good season last year. They did not make the playoffs or the play-in. So a lot of discussion. Ryan, you're back.
I'm able to answer.
Dylan's voicemail. So it's a significant trade for the Lakers. Will this help the Lakers get into the play-in at least, or in the playoffs? We don't know. Ryan, you're back.
Is Ryan Christmas on? I'm able to answer.
Ryan is stuck. So we'll definitely be looking at that trade. The Lakers are one of the best teams one of the known teams in history of the NBA, but they haven't done anything much late. Well, yes, they won it in 2020, so we have to give them that credit. But this past season didn't look good with injuries and whatnot. So we're going to have to see. Pat Bev could be a great asset to the Lakers. I think he will be. They do need another star-studded player, I believe. And we'll see what happens, see what else is cooking up with the Lakers and their roster as we get connected with Ryan. Ryan Krista, are you good? Are you in the safe area?
I am. I have a good spot right now.
Okay, we'll see what happens. We'll work with it. So our first news story is Patrick Beverley going to the Lakers. The Lakers sent Talen Horton Tucker and forward Stanley Johnson to the Jazz. A trade between two powerhouses in the West. Your thoughts over that? Will this strengthen the Lakers?
It won't hurt the Lakers, but you know, Talen Horton, you know, is kind of a young up and coming. He's got a low ceiling. I don't know, he's like a building block. And you know, Patrick Beverley is one of these people that you kind of feel like you have a championship team. The culture, you know, he's a defensive menace. Not really much of a player, but kind of just wears out you know, teams of players in their head. And people are, you know, led that, you know, into, you know, last year of the season, you know. He comes with some hicks, but I, Russell Westbrook, I don't, because that kind of signals that maybe they don't trust me and maybe. Really, I'm not part of this team.
And we'll Pep Bev caused the injury to Russell Westbrook to his knee, ACL tear, about almost 6 years ago or so.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point there, yeah. See, I don't – we'll see what happens with Russell Westbrook. They could try to, you know, trade, you know. Again, Russell Westbrook comes with a huge price tag, and that's why they can't get rid of him, you know. It's not a huge contract, you know. For a team like maybe like Spurs, who you know, who'll take on West, you know, they can get you know more picks from the Lakers, or maybe be sure that they want to deal with Miles Turner. You know, those are two teams I look for, and you know, like the Lakers are going to move on from Westbrook, but we'll see. You know, if not, then you know. We'll see you know, Westbrook and Beverley.
So you're saying the Russell Westbrook, he's in the same position as Jimmy Garoppolo.
Kind
of. Too expensive. Hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Lakers offseason moves, not much going on. Scottie Pippen Jr. signing. Is he a good player or is just the name is what makes him big?
Yeah, right now, the name, you know, that people with his father. Went to Vanderbilt, was good on a really bad Vanderbilt team. But he's going to take the long path, probably playing the G League this year a lot.
The famous
G League.
See
how they develop this game. Yeah, you know, it's purpose. Every year, you know, players come and go, you know, get experience. Playing level professional basketball, you know, it's better than getting any playing time in an NBA roster. So.
Hey, $100,000 a year is better than nothing. Maybe not living in LA might be tough. Sticking with NBA news, Thunder rookie Chet Holmgren to miss his whole rookie season, 22-23 season, with a foot injury. He suffered a Lisfranc injury to his right foot. Never heard of that injury before. How is this a major blow for the Thunder and for his career?
It's not a great start. You know, it's a team that doesn't really care necessarily about winning right now, but they're hoping to get, you know, Chet some experience. This is just kind of an insult to injury that why people didn't really believe in him because he's kind of fragile. He's thin, you know.
He's lanky.
Like this happens, you know, it's kind of people who tend to get this injury are the people bigger guys you are made for like a basketball player run the court and this kind of you know happens to be a lot like you know something like a Yao Ming struggle of injuries, you know, small bones in your knee and your foot in, you know, kind of like, it's not good, you know.
Yeah.
Just how you're for like.
Yes, so, as Ryan.
Can you?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Can he rebound from that? Yeah, can he rebound from it? Sure. You know, he's gonna have to be patient, and you know, like I said, the Thunder aren't in a position right now because they're not really in playoff mode. And two, you know, they're developing more young players. You know, they're gonna want him out there.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren, as Ryan said, compared him to Yao Ming, definitely is a sign of that. Not good for the young buck. He was participating in a pro-am, which I think was not approved by the NBA, Ryan?
It's done in Seattle, kind of, you know, probably close to where, you know, Gonzaga was, you know, for kind of host this event with a lot of other NBAers. Negotiations at the court weren't good, so not, you know, I mean, a lot of players play in these, like,
hey,
amateur, you know, where they get the talents kind of empty or nothing, so.
Yeah, keep practicing. Practicing makes perfect. Sticking with NBA players playing outside of the NBA. FIBA World Cup qualifiers yesterday. Serbia, who has Jokic, you heard of him, versus Greece, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or whatever his name is. They went at each other. Serbia outbeat Greece 194. I know Ryan doesn't have the FIBA Plus stream. Your thoughts over the FIBA World Cup qualifiers?
I was looking for you. Usually on YouTube, but yeah, like I just found that link, you know. So hopefully, watch some of these games, you know. My man Luka Doncic in Slovenia, Canada. Not really, you know. I think you're not. Not really sending an A roster to this event, you know, because they very much already qualified for the World Cup. So it's always fun to see, you know. Players play for their home,
so
not quite the Olympic age, but some, you know, pretty cool.
Yes, of course, the FIBA World Cup is next summer, so looking forward to that. You know, these other countries are catching up with USA, so it, well, we've been saying that for the past 10-15 years, so, but who knows, it could be a new winner.
So what happens, we the B team to qualify for this when we actually go to the event, like the World Cup. Like an A-minus team.
Right. You send maybe like a Pat Bev or something like
but
that.
But we'll probably send it. Yeah. I mean, typically, you know, it's usually got one winner and then a whole bunch of players. You know, Grant was usually just kind of the main team. Never get LeBron or like playing, you know, next summer.
Next summer, of course. Okay, let's switch to football, NFL. Bills punter Matt Araiza is accused of a gang rape being a 17-year-old high school student last year. A civil suit was filed Monday in California, of all places. Araiza, Xavier Leonard, and Paul Alakwala are accused of rape, false imprisonment, and gender violence crimes stemming with a Halloween party at Araiza's residence on October 17th, 2021. I've heard the Bills were aware of the situation. Your thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the timing of it. But, you know, he was in a punt competition with Matt Houck, you know, all through, you know, preseason, you know. And on Monday, they were Bills Matt Houck thing. So, I mean, it looks like it Matt Araiza won a competition. And now this story comes, you know, and Matt Houck's happened. We'll see what happens. That's pretty severe. This is one of the best NFL's really ever seen.
He's the one that did like the 89-yarder punt or something the other day.
Yeah, they call him the punt guy.
That's right.
This guy's got a booming leg, you know, can really focus. You know, I mean, he's not perfect, you know, you don't want to get specific here, but, you know, tends to overkick his coverage at times, so, you know, that's why they brought in competition. But, you don't want to just get PR and not be able to catch up America's team, but that's here and there, so we'll go back to the allegations. I don't know, I mean, it's pretty fresh, that doesn't sound good. You know, I'll be interested to see what they'll go from tonight. You know, what they go for. You got to put them on, you know. Or, you know.
Similar situation to the Deshaun Watson case, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, because we're not talking about, we're talking civil. I don't know, criminal allegations filed and nothing was found. You know, we all know.
It's time to bring back Judge Susan and see what she thinks about it.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, so we'll see what goes on from that part, you know.
Do you think, sticking with the Bills, I've heard rumors about Odell Beckham Jr. going to Buffalo. Is that something you've been hearing, or it's just hearsay?
Yeah. It's picking up here, you know, I really want to come back, you know, probably Odell Beckham. I mean, towards the AFC Super Bowl, so I don't, you're probably going to look to join, you know, the next couple weeks, as he kind of gets his footing back, you know, to a team, you know, ready to compete for a Super Bowl. And obviously, I think the Bills are that type of team. They just, you know, restructuring contracts, you know, to free up space for, you know, in season signing. So that's kind of signaling, you know, okay, maybe they got one big move left in the, you know, season. You know, you don't see typically a lot of that in the NFL, but they restructured the contracts. You know, in the Stanley Cup for this year, so kind of like, hey, what you up to?
Yeah, as Ryan said, OBJ suffered an ACL tear during the Super Bowl. Had a great performance with the Rams. We'll see who comes back first, OBJ or Gronk. Anyways,
OBJ, I think he wants another. He was starting that game like he was on, you know, the Bengals keeping up with them. I think when he got traded to the, you know, he struggled at first. Him and Cooper Kupp, you're becoming quite the tandem, you know, for Matt Stafford.
There you have it. Let's think of New York. The New York Jets wide receiver Denzel Mims is asking to be traded or released. His agent, Ron Slavin, said, it's just time. Denzel has tried in good faith, but it's clear he does not have a future with the Jets. Denzel has vowed to come back better than ever this season and worked extremely hard this offseason to make that happen. Still, he has been given no opportunities to work with the starting offense to get into the groove with them. We feel at this point a trade is our only option since the Jets have repeatedly told us they will not release him. Joe Douglas has always done right by Denzel, and we trust that we will do everything in his power to find another team where Denzel can be a contributor. Ryan, your thoughts? Mims, he'll be good at a good player for some other team.
I mean, if you're not going to make it, it's hard for you to make it with any other team. He isn't full of offensive weapons. So, yeah, he's kind of an underachiever. What happens? I don't really foresee him catching on, you know, with another, you know, success in another team. I think the Jets are going to get much for him. So we'll see what happens.
Another offseason preseason news: Patriots released the legendary cornerback Malcolm Butler with an injury settlement. Butler's reunion with the Patriots did not go as planned, officially coming to an end on Thursday. Yesterday, the Patriots released Butler with an injury settlement. Butler had been placed on injured reserve earlier this summer. He's pretty much a free agent.
Yeah. It didn't go as good, you know, as I think I wanted to. Older, you know, by the time Malcolm Butler might just be, you know, when he was for a couple years.
Where do you have the Patriots in your AFC East predictions? Second, third, or fourth? Or first?
Dead last.
Dead last. Wow.
Dead last.
This team's not looking good.
I think the Jets, the Bills and all, Dolphins are separated.
The pack, like they call it. Former NFL coach Jay Gruden, which Ryan's very familiar with, working with the Rams as a consultant. Sean McVay confirmed. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, it never hurts to get more, good offensive mind than Jay Gruden. Never really worked as a coach.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Cowboys, Tyron Smith suffers torn hamstring in practice, out indefinitely. Could cost him multiple months in the 22 season. He could have surgery as soon as Thursday, pending a potential second opinion. Another blow to the Cowboys.
There's another guy talented. Knee injury to Mekhi Becton. Jets just sustained a couple weeks ago. They put him on an injury reserve, season-ending injury reserve. I think that Tyron Smith after Thanksgiving, this rehab is a different approach. But a good look for the Cowboys. Significantly one of their better pieces.
Former Seahawks linebacker Shaquem Griffin retires from the NFL. He announced it on the Players Tribune this past week. He had a left-handed amputated at age 4 because of a amniotic band syndrome, a congenital condition. Became the first player who was with one hand to be drafted in the NFL's modern era when the Seattle Seahawks chose him in the 5th round in 2018. It reunited him with his twin brother Shaquille. I'm sure you know him. Then the Seahawks starting left cornerback. The NFL congratulated Griffin on his retirement, tweeting that he is a true inspiration. One-handed Shaquem Griffin, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm in a right. You get kind of keen. National power story. For having. Had a 4-year NFL better than most people. So congrats on that. A true inspiration to people who have overcome difficulties every day.
From the words of the NFL and Ryan Krista. So Pete Carroll, Seahawks coach, is leaning towards Drew Locke. Ryan, would you choose Drew Locke over Geno Smith for the Seattle Seahawks starting quarterback?
This is not good. But this is kind of what they want. This team is, I think, just trying to make you feel like this team is fine, quarterback.
Well, we're out of time, Ryan. Before you go, football fantasy, who would you pick first in your draft? Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, or Cooper Kupp?
That's going to some of you guys. Cooper Kupp would do it. Jonathan is probably the best running back in football. McCaffrey might be the best fantasy player, but as one who's had Christian McCaffrey's team, and he's a great player, he's kicking by, and then he gets hurt. So I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, that's my pick. Ryan, before you go, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Broncos' chances to win the AFC West?
You know, we got a lot of things happening. You know, you take college football players this weekend. You know, we got, you know, college football. You know, a couple of days later, the NFL kicks off with the Buffalo Bills and the defending champion LA Rams.
The LA Rams week zero is this week, and of course, we'll be following along. And before we go, we'll predict it next week. Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
And this was your update.